Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, September 19th, 2022. This morning, I will talk about the parables of Jesus. Let's begin with a word of prayer. God of all mercy, all praise and honor, power and dominion, truth and justice are yours, because you created us in your image, male and female, and ransomed us through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We confess that there is no law that we have not broken in spirit and in truth, nor have we loved you with all our hearts and minds, nor have we loved our neighbor. We are shattered images, undeserving of your love and attention. Thank you for your love, both unconditioned and conditioned, better than our own mothers and fathers have loved us, in spite of our rebellious nature and broken faith. In the power of your Holy Spirit, break every chain with which Satan binds us, be it traumatic pain, unpious griefs, blistering illnesses, or soul-crushing addictions. Come into our hearts and cleanse us of all sin, transgressions, and iniquities, that we might be whole again. Give us hearts and minds for you alone, and Christian friends and a faithful church to aid us in life's journey. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Exodus 34:6, we read, "The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, 'The Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness.'" The image of God in the New Testament takes three forms. The person of Jesus, Jesus' teaching about the kingdom of God with parables, and the founding of the church on Pentecost by the Holy Spirit. This is a Trinitarian revelation of God, not by words, but by action. Here I will focus on the image of God the Father found in the parables. The authenticity of the parables, as Jesus' own words, are seldom questioned, in part because Jesus' parables are unique, a genre unto themselves. The parables invite the hearer to participate in the story and require response to the call of faith, many times without explicitly mentioning God. Explicit in some parables and implicit in others are the words, "The kingdom of God is like." Because the covenantal name of God, Yahweh, is sacred in Jewish thought, the Bible uses numerous circumlocutions, indirect references for God's name. The most common circumlocution is Lord, which in Hebrew is Adonai. Another common circumlocution is the name, which in Hebrew is Shema. Deuteronomy 6:4-9, which begins the Jewish daily prayer, is also called the Shema. New Testament references to the kingdom of God, that is Luke and Mark, or the kingdom of heaven, that is Matthew, are circumlocutions for the name of God. Almost all of Jesus' parables refer to the kingdom of God, while rabbinic parables typically elucidate a passage of Scripture. Because we are created in the image of God, it is important that we understand what God's image implies. After the second giving of the Ten Commandments, Moses was given a description in Exodus 34:6 cited above of who God is that is repeated throughout the Old Testament. This latter reference is interesting because Jesus described his mission in these words, "For as Jonah became a sign to the people of Nineveh, so will the Son of Man be to this generation." This is Luke 11:30. If Jesus knew the story of Jonah, he most clearly knew Exodus 34:6, because Jonah's reason for running away from Nineveh hinged on it. "That is why I made haste to flee to Tarsus, for I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and relenting from disaster." This is Jonah 4:2. Jonah hated the Ninevites and refused to preach God's forgiveness to them because he knew God would forgive them if they repented of their sin. These five characteristics of God, mercy, grace, patience, love, and faithfulness, therefore provide a powerful classification for Jesus' parables. A sixth classification, the response and characteristics of disciples, provides another obvious classification for many parables. Why is Jesus an authority on the image of God? Christ's death on the cross and resurrection credentialed his link to God as the author of our faith. In fact, because the New Testament was written after Christ's death and resurrection, every sentence in the New Testament should be read as if prepended with the words, "Because Christ rose from the dead, therefore." The parables of Jesus therefore read as if penned by God himself, something worthy of further study. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.